Four Behaviors of the Rakshasas That Were Inferior to Bhakti Life, by Krishna's Mercy.
Tatuhang megha sankashastaputakanichan kundalah balidattavrodarpadajgam tadashramam tendrishtah pravishtohang sahasevodhyatayudhah matu drishtvadhanussajyam sambharantashchakarsah.
Quote, then I, resembling a cloud and having molten golden earrings, made my way into Vishwamitra's ashram, for I was very proud of my strength due to the boon given to me by Lord Brahma. As soon as I entered, Rama quickly noticed me and raised his weapon. Though he saw me, Rama strung his bow without any fear.
Maricha speaking to Ravana, Valmiki Ramayana, Aranyakand,
38.16-17.
Is taking birth as a Rakshasa really that bad? The descriptions of this species we get from Shastra do not bear any resemblance to modern-day life. In other words, we don't typically run into a person with 10 heads and 20 arms. We know that bears hibernate for the winter, but what kind of human being sleeps for 6 months at a time and then wakes up with a voracious appetite? Birth in this species was the result of a curse, but if we study some of the enhanced accompanying abilities, we might think that is incorrect. Many people would love to be empowered as a Rakshasa, but upon careful analysis of the basic behaviors, we begin to understand why it is indeed a curse to become a man-eating ogre. 1. Cheating others. Deception. Dishonesty. Lack of candor, which is the kinder way of describing lying in the legal world. Many government officials lack candor, which helps to soften the image when described to the public. They are expert at cheating others. It is almost a necessary qualification for holding public office. The Rakshasas were also cheaters. They did not play fair. If one man was ready to defend himself and family members, the Rakshasas would gang up and send up to 14,000 of the best fighters known to the universe. A Rakshasa male would overpower a delicate and peaceful princess. They would eat messengers not intending any harm. 2. Intruding areas undetected. If you are visiting someone's home, you typically make some sort of announcement. Ring the bell. Knock on the door. In gated communities, the guardsman might place a phone call as prior notification, after asking identification from the visitors. Rakshasas showed up unannounced. They were burglars looking to do more than steal. They went to the top of Banas with the motive to interfere with spiritual activities. The human residents of that place were not expecting night rangers of wicked intent as unannounced visitors. 3. Enjoying eating and sleeping in excess. Sri Hanuman witnessed everything firsthand. As a sort of poetic justice and karmic reaction, he intruded the city of Lanka. He went into that place undetected and unannounced, as the Rakshasas had done previously. Lanka was their home, and Hanuman saw the excess in lavish living. More wine and animal flesh than any person could consume. Constant intoxication. If we eat too much, it is difficult to move after the fact. The same applies to intoxication. While in the beginning it seems like a good idea, afterwards we regret. This explains why the new diet and exercise products always find paying customers. 4. Being falsely proud over temporary achievements. The king of the Rakshasas was proud over what he had been able to accomplish. Sure, there was originally the curse to appear in that form. There were boons received from Lord Brahma which gave de facto immunity from enemy attack. There was the name provided by Lord Shiva due to the terrifying scream. Ravana would boast of his accomplishments to anyone who would listen. The problem was that the rewards were temporary in nature. The entire city of Lanka could be burned down in an instant, as would take place with a vengeful and angry Hanuman. Moreover, the Rakshasa leader had to use deception, cheating and unfair play in order to succeed. The bhakti path is always superior. Though it may seem like the other side is winning, eventually the divine will succeeds. This was seen in the case of Marika, who was one of the deception-employing Rakshasas that would attack the Tapo Vinas. He was accustomed to spoiling the yajna of Vishvamitra Muni. Then one time the situation changed. Marika did not succeed. Vishvamitra had prepared beforehand and found a bodyguard. A youth by the name of Rama, who happened to be an avatar of Vishnu. The dedication and dharma paid off by catching God's attention. The Supreme Lord defended against Marika and he continues to support the efforts of the devotees, who never stop singing his glories, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, never stop his glory singing, who everything to them bringing. Better in that life to sound, than to Rakshasa form found, who is sinful ways aligned, in excess of enjoyment defined, but always relying on cheating, Rama with single arrow defeating.